Welcome back. Second half underway as Zach Miller, offensive rebound and stick back, makes it 20-9, and there's a steal. Miller tried to go up for a layup and had the ball batted loose by hustling Jack Willard, and Miller, they said, touched it last, so no damage done off that Chillicothe turnover. 7:12 left to play, first quarter, 20-9, or third quarter. My goodness. Come on, Mr. Dean, get it together. 20-9, Chillicothe, early third quarter. Willard top of the key, goes over left wing to Sewell, back up top to Willard. Chillicothe playing the goal to the left of your radio dial or the one in front of the wall if you're familiar with the Cameron Gymnasium. Drive inside, Brandsgard has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Chillicothe's basketball, low post right is where Willard will inbound at 20-9. Your score in this semifinal game. Winner will get to play Maryville. Loser will play LeBlond. Up top, Walker Graves puts it on the floor once. Hands it to his buddy Jack Willard. Left wing, Connor Sewell. Back up top to Willard. Looks off a tray. Sewell left wing. Done with shoot over Miller and Jaeger. Double team. Brandsgard drives inside. Tried to send it over to Sewell. And a little out of Sewell's outstretched arms. So Chillicothe off to an inauspicious start in this third quarter. Lawson unofficially shot about 20% from the floor. 10% from the floor. 2 of 20. And trying to improve on that, they got a bucket already in this quarter to make it an 11-point game. Right wing, Jaeger goes inside. Miller, free throw line, jumper doesn't fall. Marshall with another board. Brandsgard stops, pops, doesn't get it to drop, fights for his own rebound, and saves it from going out of bounds into the wrong team's hands. Good effort, though. Drive inside, layup doesn't fall for Weber from the right side. Rebound lost out of bounds off of Braxton Pope for Lawson. Chillicothe's ball. Chillicothe 20, Lawson 9. Hornets have yet to score in this quarter. Lawson's only scored once. Very low-scoring game, obviously. 5:44 left in the third. Willard up top. Left side to Wesley Brandsgard for Chillicothe. Feed into Walker Graves. Kick out all alone Sewell. Right wing tray. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Connor Sewell hits the three-bagger. And it's 14 for the first time tonight. 23-9. Chillicothe's lead is 11 over Lawson here at Cameron. Right side, Derek Jaeger, dish inside to Miller, working against Graves, comes up short, air ball from in the paint. Chillicothe sends it down to Adler Marshall quickly. He bumps it out. Willard top of the key, left side, Brandsgard fakes a tray, drives inside, leaves it for Marshall. Adler goes to work, gets his own rebound on the opposite side, but Miller rips it out of his fingers. Miller playing a little bit better this second half so far, a little more aggressive. Now Lawson slows it down. Coleman Weber top of the key. Right side to Miller working against Graves. Graves, nice job sliding with him. Long range deuce doesn't fall for Miller. Follow up stick back for Braxton Pope. Pope with a bucket after Miller had the miss. And it's a 12-point lead. Timeout on the court. We're back in 30 seconds. Back in 30 seconds on KCHI. Lawson calls the timeout. Isaac Trout and Jason Schmitz return to the game for the first time this half. Getting some fresh legs in there for Lawson. Chillicothe sticks with their original starting five. Jack Willard across the timeline. 4.5 minutes left in the third. Hornets lead by 12, 23-11 over Lawson at the Cameron semifinals. Miller going for the steal. Brandsgard outfoxes him. Gets it to Willard. Willard fakes a tray. Gets it over to Brandsgard. Three ball left wing. No, off the rim. Rebounded by Lawson's number 13, Jason Schmitz. Marshall was in there fighting. Couldn't pull it down. Porth with the bucket. And now it's a 10-point lead. And Lawson, Coach Smith getting a little excited now, seeing a little bit better effort out of his team. A little more offense, 23-13. Chillicothe's lead is 10 midway through the third quarter. Graves inside, draws a crowd, kicks it out to Sewell. Zone defense is working for Lawson. Chillicothe really having to show a lot of patience and choose their shots wisely. Willard, right wing, had a pair of threes. Turns that opportunity down. Had a pair in the first quarter. Dish inside. Marshall waving feverishly. I'm open at the low post. And he was, and he gets a nice feed. And he's got 6 points, his third bucket tonight. Back up to a 12-point lead. Chillicothe's lead was 13 at intermission. And there's a jumper by Trout, which bounces off the rim, hits the backboard wire standard, which is considered out of bounds. So Chillicothe gets an inbounds play. Lawson showing a little backcourt pressure. Sewell trips, loses the ball, out of bounds. So a Chillicothe turnover. I didn't see any contact there. Lawson looking to make a 10-point game out of it. Miller, right wing, dish inside to Keaton Porth. Turn around, around the horn and drops back out. Tidy Bowl man was not flushing that time. Missed opportunity for Porth. Chillicothe's rebound by Walker Graves. Sewell top of this circle. Willard for three, and he drains his third one tonight. Jack Willard, boom, yes, yes, and yes. 9 points for Willard now on 3 of 4 from the perimeter. 15-point lead for the first time. That's kind of a backbreaker if you're Lawson. You got things going your way a little bit. Got a couple of buckets, and then Chillicothe drains a tray. Miller turned around on Graves, called Graves with a foul. He nods his head, said, yeah, there was contact. Ever the good sportsman, Walker Graves can't ask for a nicer young man on the court. Second one on Graves, first team foul on Chillicothe, and Lawson yet to be whistled. Miller, first trip to the free throw line. He has 5 points now. A bucket in the second and third quarters, and a free throw now in the third quarter. It's a 14-point lead. More fresh legs check in for the first time. Grady Blair gets into the game for Lawson. Blair is a 6'3 sophomore, and Miller shows he can shoot some pretty good free throws. Miller with six, and it's a 13-point lead. Right side, Bransgaard drives through the paint, lays it up over Miller, gets his own rebound, puts it up a second time, doesn't fall. Burke, who came into the ball game, gets the rebound, flips it out to Willard, and Jack gets his fourth tray of the game. 31-15, it's a 16-point lead now for Chillicothe. A minute 55 left in the third quarter. Hornets want to get back to that championship game and maybe a Chillicothe championship doubleheader Saturday. We'll have to wait and see. Shot doesn't fall for Grady Blair. Burke with a rebound. Up top to Jack Willard. Left wing, Connor Sewell. Leaves it on the baseline for Burke. Burke's pass is tipped by Miller. They get it down court. Willard reaches in and strips the ball from Isaac Trout, but got more than basketball that time. And Jack Willard, if that's on him, that's his third one. Second team foul. Lawson yet to be whistled this quarter. They played pretty clean basketball. And we got Boone will check in for Willard, I suspect. Isaiah Boone checks in for Jack Willard. 31-15. Chillicothe leads it with a minute 27 left to play in the third. 16-point lead, and it's an inbounds play. They get to the baseline to Blair. Up top now, working the dribble is Coleman Weber. Circle right to Trout, give inside, turn around, dances around the rim but doesn't fall for Blair. And then the ball lost out of bounds. It's Chillicothe's basketball. Boone has a little pressure backcourt with Blair. Bransgaard helps him out, gets it across the timeline to Boone. Sewell, circle left, draws a double team off the zone defense. Cross court. As Jonathan Burke tried to feed it across the paint to a teammate. It was stolen by Lawson. Pretty heavy traffic in there. Miller shoots over Burke, didn't get it to fall. Marshall tracks down the rebound. Miller unofficially 2 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Lawson loses the ball out of bounds now, and Chillicothe will inbound it under some pressure. 1-2-2 zone press. Marshall shot the timeline, gets it to Bransgaard. He crosses the midcourt stripe. They work it over to Sewell, left wing. Miller's on him with a little help from Blair. Boone on the wing, hands it to Bransgaard. Bransgaard free throw line, draws a crowd, kicks it out to Boone, right wing. 23 seconds left in the third quarter. 31-15, Chillicothe leading Lawson. Chillicothe with the basketball. Wesley Brandsgard for the Hornets. Baseline tray. Right side. Off its mark. And a blocking foul on Chillicothe. They say Boone was not set on the low post. Tried to get the call to go his way, but it was a good effort. That's the foul on Boone, his first. Third team foul. And at the line for two looks, Coleman Weber, who will have still looking for his first points. 6'7", Zach Miller checks out. 9.2 seconds left in the quarter. Chillicothe 31-17. And he hits it. Hits the free throw. That was a three-point play. 31-18. Chillicothe. Willard across the timeline with seven. Flips it out to Brandsgard. Up top, Jonathan Burke for three. No, off the rim. And that's how the third quarter comes to an end. Got a good look at it, just couldn't get it to fall. After three, it's Chillicothe 31 and Lawson 18. Hornets leading 31-18 after three.